Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic joins us. She's going to address a health issue and explain how we can deal with it naturally. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. I wanted to talk a little bit about calcium and dairy products. And, you know, many of my patients come into my office and they've either been diagnosed with osteopenia or osteoporosis, and they want to know whether they should be increasing their dairy. And dairy certainly is needed, can be an important part of calcium. But for many years, popular nutritional guidelines have really promoted the idea that we need to consume lots of calcium to build strong bones. However, science doesn't necessarily agree with this. And there was a long-term study that followed about 96,000 men and women, and it indicated actually that milk intake during the bone building phase, which is basically early part of your life, actually did not reduce the risk of hip fractures in later life. And in fact, for every glass of milk per day in teenage years, and this particularly was for men had a 9% higher risk of fracturing a hip later in life. We didn't see this in the research for women, but certainly for men, milk didn't have any benefit for them. And many of my patients ask me whether they should drink low-fat milk because of the concern about gaining weight. And interestingly enough, drinking skim milk has actually been positively associated with increased acne compared to full milk. And research has actually shown that full-fat milk and yogurt and cheese is actually more helpful in preventing weight gain because it's likely that the full-fat products are more satisfying and keep you full longer. And the other thing about milk is, you know, we kind of think it as being a good source of calcium, but milk is not the only food that has a lot of calcium in it. In fact, many studies have been done on non-dairy dietary calcium, and it's found that plant-based calcium sources are excellent and can significantly reduce blood pressure. So, you know, why are we so low in calcium? So certainly one of the things I focus on with patients are their vitamin D levels. Vitamin D is important for calcium absorption. And when blood calcium levels drop, typically we think of vitamin D because it helps improve the absorption. The other thing that I look at from a naturopathic perspective is the diet and the relationship with salty foods. So if the diet is high in salty foods, we could be at a risk for low calcium because high sodium foods make the kidneys work harder and they flush out excess sodium, and they can also pull out calcium as well. For those patients who are drinking a lot of coffee, excessive amounts of coffee, tea, and even caffeinated sodas have an effect on leaching calcium out of the body. Other things like high alcohol intake, and in particular gut health, and I've mentioned this before that gut health is really important for the immune system, but much of our body's calcium is absorbed in the small intestine. So those people that have, for example, celiac disease or leaky gut syndrome or irritable bowel syndrome, they might be absorbing less calcium from our food, so gut function is really important for good calcium absorption. So for those patients who have a concern for osteoporosis or osteopenia or just a general interest in their, you know, where to get more calcium in their food and in their diet, they can give me a call at area code 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
905-707-2001. You can get information about how to build the calcium in your body and how to deal with your health naturally. Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.